been friends for over 40 years. And maybe that's not that unusual in the scheme of life in general, but I think it's kind of unusual in our circumstance because we grew up the daughters of Air Force officers. And so we were military brats and never stayed in one place very long. So do you remember that first day that you walked into our classroom?
Really vaguely. I mean, I remember I had this Dr. Scholl's clogs on. It wasn't even cold in Georgia in October, but compared to Taiwan, it was.
Yeah, definitely.
So I just had my, you know, these sandals and my little hippie clothes. So.
Yeah, your hippie clothes were outstanding. I was very impressed. So first, let me say, isn't that just like the worst when you're the new kid and the principal or the assistant principal brings you in and you have to meet the teacher and you stand in front of the class and everybody stares at you?
We moved 13 times before I was 11. So I was really used to it.
Dang.
Yeah.
You were a champ. I have nothing to complain about.
A veteran.
Yeah, definitely.
And standing in the front of the room.
I remember you standing up there. You had like the perfect Levi's. You were so adept at finding just the exactly the right style that was in and getting them faded to that perfect blue right before they start blowing out. And, you know, but you would wear them up to that point. And I don't remember what kind of shirt you had on. I remember the shoes were really cool, like not anything I'd ever seen before. And I remember that you jingled when you walked. And for the longest time, I thought I was remembering that you had bells on your shoes. But I think it was on that denim purse. Is that?
I have,
you have no memory.
I just remember
you
the doctor.
Wow.
I could have come in more low-key, I think.
No, I think you wanted to make a statement.
I don't know if my seventh grade self was that together.
I don't think it was any time at all that we became best friends through that situation. So, in fact, I remember one of our teachers said, "Now, you girls are probably going to want to go to the same college." And we were like, "Yeah." And this is eighth grade, right? And she said, "But you need to have different roommates." And we kind of looked at her and she said, "Because you don't really need anyone else. You're not going to expand your world if you don't, if you don't have anyone else." I think it stands out for me because I wasn't thinking that we were excluding people. For a short time, we actually lived across the street from each other, but that was after I had divorced. And you know, you never told me when I was with my first husband what you thought of him, and you definitely helped me stay gone when I decided to leave him, and I really do appreciate you giving me that advice.
Well, I totally understood what you saw in him.
Okay.
I mean, he was brilliant, but I trusted you. I mean, I trusted you to know what you needed at the time.
There was just such an intense connection, you know? And and sometimes I've wondered if we kind of set the stage for that, like through our friendship. You know, I mean, I also think we set the stage for great things, like our successful marriages and our parenting successes. But I wanted to say one other thing that I remember you used to always say that I was ahead of you, and I think you meant in like life milestones, but I always felt that you were ahead of me from that very first moment when you walked in and you did jingle. You did have bells on you somewhere, and you had such a style and a poise. You had like a fearlessness about a determination to be yourself. And through my life, that has stayed with me about how influential that's been on the kind of person that I became. And I'm so thankful that you did come into my seventh grade class.
Jingler.